Hello, my dear listener. Once more, we find ourselves in the trap of time, and it is a devious one in this game that we call life. We twist ourselves and turn ourselves and change our entire beings as we eventually make our ways through the many tumultuous years in the best ways we can. And maybe one day we'll find a simple thing called love. Love in the most unusual of places. So today, I have found a tale of just that. The purest kind of love found in the most unlikely of places between the most unlikely of creatures. So, dear listener, are you ready? For it's time for the remnants to be unleashed. I have traveled to many worlds, and to many universes through the entirety of time and space. But there was one point, one sector of the universe upon which no one must dare venture into. This wild sector, this untamed galaxy, is prone to wild, unpredictable, and dangerous events, locked away behind a wall of time. But there are many tales that can be told from this mysterious underworld, and I like to call these stories The Remnants.
First thing you need to know about me is my relationships usually end like this. Fine! Take the toaster! See if I care! There was the secret Tory. There was the one who left me for a job in Peru. There was the one who left me for an internet girlfriend from Peru. I've developed trust issues with Peru. There was one who was nice. To be honest, but just so boring. The one who, you get the picture. But then I met the perfect girl. Just perfect. There was just one hitch. She was made of stone. At least she is when I can't see her. We met about a year after I moved to Dartmoor. I was taking my morning walk. It's strange out on the moor. Some days you step outside and you can see for miles and miles. You can see North Hesbury Tor 10 miles away. You can turn back and see a cottage. And then the wind builds and the sky turns grey and the rain falls. And you lean into the wind. And every step is heavier, and the rain is pelting on your body, getting into your eyes, your cheeks. By now, the fog is closing in. You can't see your home. You can't see North Essery. You can't see more than a few feet in front of you. And then there she is, an angel made of stone, towering over you. In the middle of the path, a path you've walked countless times before, and you've never seen her before. No one else lives nearby. There's no one to bring her here. Her arms are held at her sides as if in worship. Her wings are spread wide. On closer inspection, you can see her left arm has a crack running down the side. You trace the crack with your finger. Her mouth is open. Her eyes are blank, but somehow pleading. And as you look into them, you hear a voice.
Help me.
And you do the only thing you can do. You turn and you run. She was outside, just at the edge of the garden. A 6-foot statue made of solid stone had followed me home. She moved again, just a little, to the edge of the garden gate. I watched and waited. I waited some more. She stood there, so still and so silent. I blinked, and now her hands were stretched out, as if she was reaching towards me. And I began to understand. You can only move if I can't see you. Is that it? Best test this theory, I guess. Alright. Trust exercise. I'm going to close my eyes for 3 seconds. When I stop, you're going to be standing in the threshold. And no further. Is that clear? That'll have to do. 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's good. Thank you. I have questions. Why are you here? Come on. You followed the girl home. She's gonna have questions. Answer them. Or I'm shutting the door. All right. You can't move when I'm watching you. Maybe that means you can't talk either. I'm gonna close my eyes again. When I do, you're going to speak. Let's try again. Why did you follow me home?
I didn't know what else to do.
Wait. That's the voice I heard earlier.
Voice?
You spoke to me. Scared me. Statues don't normally speak. That's why I ran.
I don't understand.
You said help me.
I didn't. I couldn't speak. I couldn't move. Not with you looking.
Don't lie to me. People always like... It was your voice. I heard your voice.
I believe you. But I didn't speak. I couldn't move.
Okay. Do you need help? I can't do anything for you if you don't tell me.
Yes.
Why do you need help? What happened to you?
I need...
Never mind. You don't want to say, I can respect that. You need help. There aren't any conditions for that. Do you need somewhere safe to stay?
I do.
Then come in. We should probably do introductions. I'm Jan. What's your name?
Name.
What do I call you? I'm gonna need something if you're gonna stay.
I don't... My kind don't do names.
You seem like an Anna. Does that work for you?
It does. Yes. Fits me.
Then it's yours. It's nice to meet you, Anna. morning. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say hello.
No, I apologize. You startled me. That's all.
I live here. I'm going to walk into the kitchen.
I know. I panicked. I'm sorry.
Never mind. It was awkward, closing my eyes to talk and opening them to move. But I needed breakfast. Toast?
I don't eat your food.
Well, what do you normally eat?
In words you would understand, I'm on a diet.
Then you need to eat something else. Have the toast. Jam?
Okay.
How is it?
Good, actually.
So, what can we do to stop that happening again?
Stop what?
You freaking out when I enter the room.
We don't have to do anything. I'll get it under control. I'm sorry.
You don't have to sort that sort of thing on your own. Maybe you should let me help. You can tell me why you did it?
It's silly.
I promise it isn't.
When someone walks into a room, they can see me. And if I'm observed, I turn to stone. I can't control it, I just do. Lose my natural form. Freeze into place. It's biology. It's a defense mechanism. At least, it's supposed to be. But I'm trapped. I know. It's foolish.
It's not. You're not. An unused tea towel sat on the dining table. Taking it, I covered my eyes and knotted it tightly around the back of my head. The world went black. How's this?
What are you...
I'll learn to wear it around the house. Then you don't have to worry about being trapped.
You don't have to...
I do! Now come on. I need to learn to find my way around this place without my eyesight. And I'm going to need your help doing it. Over the next few weeks, I got used to our new arrangement. I learned to find my way around by listening to sounds of the house. The clock ticking in the living room. The birds nesting on the roof. I traced the wall with one hand and carry a cane in the other. I'd gotten hold of a proper blindfold too. Much better than a tea towel. Still, there were times when I made a mess of the new system. The edge of the rug in the hallway was particularly problematic. But Anna always caught me.
I've got you.
We really need to move that rug. It would be scary how quickly she moved to catch me. If she hadn't held me so gently.
Tea?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask.
Ask away.
You are alone out here.
I am.
Why?
Because it's better.
Better than what?
Before.
And what was before?
I lived in London. I worked in an office, tried and failed at relationships, tried and failed at people. Wherever there are people, there's noise. Here there isn't. I got a data entry job that let me work from home. Here. In this cottage. And I took the time to appreciate the silence.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because you're hurting. Is the tea okay?
It's good. Yeah. Anna, I'm not hurting.
You are. You don't have to pretend.
Thanks for listening.
It's fine.
How's your tea?
It's growing on me.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Okay. Bye.
Who are you talking to?
It's not important. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It was just a nightmare.
It sounded like more than just a nightmare.
It's over now.
Come on. Let's go outside. I'll get my blindfold. We went out into the garden, laid back against the grass. I felt the softness of the soil pressing against my back. The grass tickling my palms. I heard the birds fluttering by. So, what is it?
Who were you talking to earlier?
Fair point.
Why did you want to come out here?
I've always loved going out into the garden when I can't sleep. I've needed to a bit more lately. The birds on the roof have been keeping me up all night. Gives me a chance to stargaze. To feel the earth beneath my body. Watch the sky stretch out in front of me.
I'm sorry.
Why?
You can't see them. Because of me.
That's okay. You can tell me. Say what you see.
Blackness. Dotted with little white specks peeking through the clouds. And those little white dots are calling to me. Because I've seen them up close. Watch them blaze and roar and spit hydrogen and helium. And I know that if I can run fast enough, I could see them again in moments.
So will you run to them?
No.
Why not?
Because I can't. Not anymore.
It was my mum.
What was?
On the phone. First time she's called in months.
It was a very short conversation.
Long talks with her tend to not go well. Oh, for God's sake. It's those sodding birds again. I'm taking a blindfold 3 hour tomorrow. I need to go up to the roof. See if I can do anything about them. I've been putting it off for far too long. But when I went up to the roof the next day, there was nothing there. Moss was clung to the chimney. There were some loose tiles, but there was no nest. No birds. Which begged the question, what was making the sound on the roof? There was no nest. It must be... Oh, God! I'm so sorry! Oh, idiot. I've forgotten I wasn't wearing a blindfold. And she'd left her bedroom door open. She was stone as soon as I looked at her. But in the mirror, I thought I saw a glimpse of... something private. Something I wasn't supposed to see. Something I wasn't even sure I had seen. But I needed to know. I'm sorry, Anna. I didn't mean to.
It's all right. I was careless.
I'm blindfolded now. Can I come in? Take my hand. They were soft and warm, but not like a human hand. They didn't feel like anything I'd ever touched. There's something I want to know. Something only you can show me. Will you?
Yes.
As I kissed her, and she kissed me back, I knew I was right. The creature I'd seen in the mirror was impossibly, indescribably beautiful. We didn't talk about the kiss. Not at first. I found myself questioning what it meant, but was too afraid of the answer to ask. But then it happened again. We were walking through the moor, and as I paused for breath, I felt her hands on my cheek. And for the first time, I heard her laugh. And it was as sweet as honey. Suddenly, she didn't need the guest room now, because there wasn't her room and my room. There was just our room. We curled up on the sofa at night, listening to the fire crackle and sipping at hot chocolate. And I was so, so happy. Happier than I'd felt in a very long time. And that's it. I'm done. Can you hear me? I said I'm done. Story's over. This is where... I can't tell you anymore. This is where it gets bad. I had one good thing. One good thing in my life, and It's... And you're just standing there. Why won't you say something? Fine. I'll finish. At least you listen. Mum and Dad never did. I'd fall asleep with her arms wrapped around me, and I'd feel safe and warm and loved. This night was no different until it started. What the? It had gone quiet since our first kiss, but it was back now.
What is it?
Can't you hear it? It's in the walls. I thought it was a bird nesting. How did I think?
Darling, come back.
No.
Come back to heaven.
He found me. I knew he would.
Who? Who found you?
Artron Barrier. Ought to slow it down.
Slow who down? Anna, what's going on? We're past you not answering me. Talk to me!
He's... my ex.
What?
You asked me to tell you what's happening. I can show you.
I felt her lean in, press her forehead against mine, and then... I saw her hands held me tight.
We were together. Once. Our relationship was its own small heaven. Until it wasn't.
I saw fangs bared, talons slashing.
Like I said, my kind can't move if we're seen. He used that against me when he was angry. I had to escape. But he wasn't big on giving me a way out. My kind. We traditionally feed by sending people back in time, consuming the potential energy of the life we would have led.
When we met, you said you were on a diet.
I wasn't a fan myself of stealing people's lives. But it's an ability the victim can turn to their advantage. During one of his outbursts, I tricked him to send me back in time. Got the crack of my arm for my troubles. I was sent back here. Back to you.
Anna. I'm so sorry.
Don't be. I should be the one saying sorry. If I'd left sooner, you wouldn't be in any danger. But because I was so selfish...
Don't you dare.
I didn't want to live without you.
Anna.
We have to get you out of here.
No, we don't. I'm gonna help you. Anna.
He will feed on you. Send you back in time. Leave you stranded in an alien time. Away from everyone you know and love. And that's if he's feeling merciful. He could snap your neck before you could even have the chance to breathe.
I'm not leaving you.
Take your blindfold off.
What?
Turn away from me and take your blindfold off.
Don't shut me out, darling.
Stand by the window.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't myself.
Eyes on the far wall. That's where he's coming through.
We can be together again.
He was there. He looked just like Anna, but his face was contorted in a way hers never was. The lips were curled, the fangs were bared. His claws were raised, ready to strike. Okay, we run now, right?
He's faster than you ever could be. As soon as we run, you'll be dead.
Then what? I can't keep my eyes on him forever.
Nor can I, and he knows that. So there's only one thing we can try.
Which is?
When I give the word, you blink.
I do what?
Trust me.
You said he'd kill me.
Not if I get to him first. Please, Jan.
Okay. As soon as I blinked, I felt a rough, callous hand take my arm, claws digging into my wrist, pulling me one way, while something else pulled me in the opposite direction.
She's mine, human. I won't let you steal her from me.
I was falling, and I didn't know when I'd stop. Nothingness thundered past me as the floor gave way beneath my feet. I reached out to find Anna, and she took my hand. What's happening?
I sent him back in time, just as he tried to do the same to you. Both of us using our power at the same time has created a time storm. I'll get you home. Just count to three, and open your eyes on three.
You can't run anymore.
Who said anything about running?
One.
And Jan?
Two.
I love you.
Three! I opened my eyes. I saw nothing and everything all at once. The day I was born. The day I left home. Fixing the broken handle on the kitchen door. Granddad's funeral. Fighting with Mum and Dad. Meeting Anna. Kissing Anna. Then everything faded to a white void. And slowly, piece by piece, the real world came back into place. And they were there, looking each other right in the eyes. They were never going to move again. She could never move again. Her voice, the last word I'd heard her speak, echoed through my mind.
Run, run, run.
I ran. That was it. That's how I got here. Talking to you. No. Talking to myself. Because you're not here, Anna. This isn't you. I'm just seeing what I want to see because I don't know how. Because I can't be in this world without you.
You're wrong.
Anna?
Part of her. I'm sorry it took me so long to talk. Manifesting separately to my own body takes a lot of effort. I needed to hear your whole story to bring back my voice.
How can it be you?
I'm not. Not completely.
What does that mean?
I'm not the Anna trapped with him in your cottage. Do you remember when we first met? What you heard when you looked into her eyes?
You asked me for help, but you didn't remember asking.
She didn't remember. Because she didn't ask for help. She's too proud for that. I'm the part of her that did.
How are you here now?
The eyes are not the windows of the soul. They are doors. When you looked into Anna's eyes, you opened a door to your mind. And when Anna was frozen in place, that part of her that asked for help, hello again, was separated from that part of her that wanted to protect you. I was flung through that door into you.
So, you're not my Anna.
I am, but not all of her. Since I met him, I've always been pulled between the part of me that wanted to be rescued and the part of me that thought I wasn't worth helping, that I deserved it.
Anna, that's...
wrong. I know. I never deserved it. You're talking to the part of me that knows that.
And what about the rest of you?
I want to be a whole person again. We need to help her.
And you're sure this will work?
Yes. I'll be free. And he'll stay trapped.
Right. Good.
You're making a face. What are you thinking?
This is the mirror I saw you in. Right before our first kiss.
I know.
Your species, they turn into stone when seen. How was I able to see you?
I don't know. I suppose... the quantum lock is an inbuilt defense mechanism. It protects us from any threat. Anything close enough to hurt us will only see a stone statue. And you can't harm stone. But I already felt safe around you. So for that moment, I didn't need it.
Oh.
I know. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Like we planned then. Place the mirror between me and him.
On it.
Now I'll be free. Because he won't be looking at me. And he'll be trapped looking at his own reflection.
People like that are best left to their own company. There's no one they deserve more.
Close your eyes. I'll be able to move and leave your mind.
Right. Anna?
Jan?
Oh my God. Don't you ever do that to me ever again.
Sorry about my ex frozen in the living room.
Yeah, we're gonna have to move.
About that.
What are you thinking?
My powers. They can take us anywhere. We could see the universe.
Oh.
But we couldn't come back here. I couldn't take you home.
All this left for me here are memories of bad relationships and parents who never believed in me. I'd like to start again.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Then take my hand.
Right. Goodbye, Earth. And hello! Hello, everything.